We are right up to it here, our 250th celebration for July 4th. A lot of things are happening today and tomorrow as well. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is on the program today. We'll talk about some things that will cross his plate here. There was a response to an Oregon measure to ban hunting and fishing. I think we talk about that. But Montana participating in the Great American State Fair, I like that. Montana's ranked as the second most patriotic state in the nation. Who got that wrong? No, we are number one in our book here, too. And then what's the message from the governor to you as you celebrate America's 250th anniversary? That we got today on Voices of Montana. Hey, let's welcome our guest here today as we just get rolling right into the program here, Montana. Governor Greg Gianforte joins us from Montana's capital. And good morning, Governor. I hope things are well.
Yeah, Tom, good to be with you. And happy birthday, America.
Yeah. I was just thinking about a lot of times we have our day-to-day stuff and we kind of get buried in it. And then we see these little celebrations and these events and we want to take part of it. But it doesn't maybe get to the inside of us, you know, to the heartstrings, so to speak, until the day actually comes up here. Well, you know, what's your sense? And we got some things to talk about here, too. But what's your sense of how we are, the value of patriotism nowadays? That's the first question.
Well, it's so important. We'll have a good conversation here. But I have a message for Montanans this 4th of July. Montanans are going to do what we do. We're going to get together with family and friends and neighbors at barbecues and parades and rodeos and fireworks to celebrate the 250th birthday of the greatest country on earth. We have so much to be thankful for. And I think this whole World Cup has highlighted that. We've seen Europeans coming here and being amazed and seeing things, frankly, we're so close to it, were harder for us to see.
Yeah.
So as we celebrate, we should remember the truth our founding fathers recognized, that our rights are not granted by government, but they're given to us by our Creator. And those rights include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for 250 years, America has endured disagreement, a civil war, global conflicts, hard stuff, economic turmoil, because generations of Americans believed this country was worth preserving, and that's what we're celebrating over this weekend. We've got to always remember and give thanks to the men and women who fought and bled in defense of our nation, especially those who made the ultimate sacrifice. So I just would encourage all Montanans to celebrate America's birthday, and while doing it, thank God for the freedoms that we enjoy, and get involved in your communities, in government, and let's keep America exceptional for another 250 years.
Thank you. And I do appreciate that, especially the note toward our responsibility. And that's one of the questions I have when I think about patriotism, is that, you know, it does come with some responsibility. We have these freedoms here, but we have civic duties to protect them and to make sure that they are applied equally for all. So what is our civic duty nowadays, or are we responding to our civic duties and our civic responsibilities?
Well, we've got to celebrate the best of America. And our founding fathers, when they talked about freedom, they didn't mean the ability to do whatever the hell you want. Freedom was the ability to do what's right when nobody's looking. And we all have an obligation. This is why we have safe communities. It's because somebody doesn't sneak into your house when you're not there, because people know what's right and what's wrong. We respect property rights. We respect the rights of others. We engage respectfully. And these are things that I think are unfortunately more prevalent in Montana than in the rest of the country. We see the discord that we have. I think we ought to go into every conversation expecting to learn something from somebody else. It's okay to disagree. We just need to do it respectfully. These are the basic civic responsibilities that we have. This is why I signed the bill to put civics back in every classroom in Montana. And I think these are Montana values, and we should celebrate them over this 4th.
How do we preserve them?
Well, we got to study history. History tends to repeat itself. This is why we did put civics as a high school graduation requirement. It's also the reason why, you know, we just opened up this Heritage Center in Helena. And if people haven't been there yet, I would encourage them to come. We cut the ribbon in December. It tells the whole Montana story from pre-settlement through frontier days, celebrates agriculture and mining. And I'm proud of the fact that this museum that we opened in December, not a dime of Montana taxpayer money was used on my watch. We raised over $60 million privately to build this. We're now raising money so that every seventh grader can get to this museum to understand the history. And, you know, our policies have made a difference. You noted that we're second most patriotic. I agree with you. We're probably number one. They didn't get the survey right. But there you go. It's still top of class. We also recently learned Montana's now has the fifth fastest growing economy in the country, more than 50% higher than the national average. And we're number three in the country for wage growth. For us to really believe in the American dream and to fully be able to live out the freedoms that we enjoy, you've got to have opportunity. And everything I've done while I've been in office is to make sure the government stays out of the way so that individual entrepreneurs, and we're in the middle of our 56 county tour. And I will tell you, Tom, I've been so excited because we're seeing the shine come back on some of our rural communities up in Shelby. And we're seeing new businesses open up. I saw a machine shop down in Broadus where a young man with a welding certificate bought a CNC piece of equipment. Now he's got six of those machining tools in a steel building on a dirt road, and he employs 10 people. He's doing this in Broadus. What's going on in Hardin? What's going on in Terry? I was out there with the mayor and some of the county commissioners. They're getting businesses, buildings back into the private sector and looking for opportunities to expand tourism in the community. I was talking to a business owner in Lewistown recently, and he said it's the best economy they've ever had. They're seeing lots of private investment. So I think it's about have an opportunity that people believe is within reach. This is the American dream, and we're trying to make that a reality here in Montana.
You know, thank you. And as we talk about preserving that, I always turn to our ability to vote and I think there's a responsibility to be educated about that vote as well. And it becomes difficult nowadays, but also there are a lot of resources out there. Maybe go into that a little bit. Talk about are we showing up at the polls as a community and as a country that does have a clear direction about where it needs to go?
Well, I think that's, you know, we see these Democrat socialists getting elected in Colorado and in New York, and it's in large part because of low voter turnout. I mean, I think I saw a statistic in New York, only 2% of the people voted in this last primary, and they got a socialist.
Wow.
And so this is why when I was on your program most recently, I was encouraging people to vote. In Montana, we are more conservative than New York City, thank God, but only if we show up and make our voices heard. And because of that demographic political landscape in Montana, a lot of our decisions about who's going to be a legislator or a superintendent of schools or judges is not decided in November. It's decided in June because that's when the ultimate candidate is selected. So I would just encourage people, if you want to preserve these freedoms we've enjoyed for 250 years in this country, if you want to see them preserved, you got to get educated and you got to vote. You got to show up. That's the minimum level of civic engagement.
I agree with that. And you know what? Still in Montana, those candidates are knocking on your door. And I don't know that happens in every place around the country. And so take advantage of that. Have a discussion and see if you can't guide people going forward as to, you know, what really is important to you, especially your family. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte with us here. You responded recently, and this leads right into it. We talk about preserving our values. There was a measure in Oregon to ban hunting and fishing, and you didn't mince words about it.
Oh, they're crazy out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, literally, They have a ballot initiative they're working to get on the ballot this November that would not only outlaw hunting and fishing in Oregon, it would, if you're found with a fishing pole with a line in the water, criminal charges. Absolutely crazy. And hunting and fishing is part of our heritage. It's also the way a lot of Montana family, I know Susan and I raised our kids on venison and elk. It's a way to put food on the table. This is why we've been working to encourage the next generation to go with family and get involved. That's why we do our youth hunting story contest every year. And my message is really clear. If you're an Oregonian and you want to outlaw hunting and fishing, please stay out of Montana.
Do they have an actual chance to pass that measure?
We've gotten feedback. Oh, no, only kidding. But it's going to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. I'm not sure how much chance it has, but just the absurdity of it. I just think I've had two Oregon entrepreneurs in my office very recently, both of which said, we're sick and tired of this crap. We're out of here. And we're looking at moving their businesses to Montana.
Well,
so part of this for us is to draw the contrast for freedom-loving entrepreneurs that you can prosper in Montana. We did this when Governor Polis down there outlawed semi-automatic weapons. I called all of the gun manufacturers in Colorado and said, come back to America. And we had six of them come and do site visits to consider moving their businesses to Montana. Because here's the macro picture, Tom. And I think this is, I ran because, you know, we export the best beef in the world, grain all over the world, and we export our kids and our grandkids. That was the situation when I came into office. We now have the third fastest growing wage base in the country. We have the highest, more people working than ever before. Ag will always be our foundational industry. It's the backbone of every community. It's the very fabric of our society in Montana. But our farmers and ranchers keep getting better at what they do.
Yeah.
The tractors keep getting bigger, and we're not getting any more land. So there's less and less labor required to work the existing ag land that we have. If we don't diversify our economy and find industries that complement ag, that can be in our rural communities, we're going to continue to see decline. That's why it's so encouraging to me to see the shine come back on Anaconda and Shelby and some of these locations, because we are diversifying our economy. It's going to be done by helping Montana entrepreneurs expand and increase employment. It's also going to happen by recruiting other freedom-loving people from other states who have businesses who want to operate in a way where they're not impeded by government. I always say, I'm with the government. I'm here to stay out of your way so that you can actually achieve the American dream here.
Boy, I can appreciate that too. And we see examples of that, how people left to their own devices. Of course, that's not everybody, but they want to succeed, and they do.
Yep.
And that's the beautiful opportunity for the state of Montana, of course, our country. Celebrating its 250th with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. You know, and you made a call out to pray for rain. And by golly, I think Montanans got on their knees about it as well, because as you talk about the shine coming back on, there is, that $1 million rain has now turned into a $1 billion rain. And some people are going, hey, Governor, turn the faucet off a little bit. That's good news, isn't it?
Well, I have to say, I had so many pastors reach out saying, hey, my parish or my congregation heard your call, and we humbled ourselves and we asked the Almighty Lord to rain, and it did. And I just want, he is faithful for those that bring their concerns to him. And this is one more thing to be thankful for over this fourth. Hey, Tom, we were talking earlier. I think it's been interesting, this World Cup. I mentioned it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But we have all these Europeans here that are experiencing America, many of them for the first time, and they're blown away. And I don't agree with Bill Maher on a whole bunch of stuff, but he was doing a broadcast the other day, and he said, hey, I've been watching these TikTok videos from these Europeans, like saying, really, I get a second cup of coffee for free? And boy, the things are so big. And one guy, and Bill Maher said, hey, you know, America's kind of awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
And I agree with Bill Maher on that. And there was one TikTok video, which I thought was particularly hilarious. The guy was from someplace in Europe, and he said, this place is huge. This visit I just had to this location made my whole trip worthwhile. America is great. He was talking about Walmart.
It's huge, that's for sure. And they got everything in there.
And you might like it, you might not like it, but we take it for granted.
Yeah.
And what these Europeans being here has given Americans perspective on how good we have it. You know, they went to the Midwest and they saw these subdivisions with nicely groomed lawns, and they're thinking, I'm living on a third floor walk up in a downtown location with no air conditioning. This looks better to me.
And I am with you on that. There's a sense of thankfulness that we forget to apply to our blessings here as well. And that's a good example of it. Again, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is with us here. The Great American State Fair. There was some reports that Montana shined there as well. Talk about what we had.
Well, this was President Trump's idea. He said, listen, how can we bring the country together? He says, let's have a Great America State Fair on the Mall. So he gave every state essentially a tent, an empty tent, and said, you fill it up with whatever you want to do to highlight your state. So Montana is there. I heard about this. I said, we have to be there. It's staffed by Montanans, and it really shares the landscapes. It talks about the people. And so we're right on the Mall there. This is going on for 2 weeks. And we've gotten great reports back. It's been a great way to bring the country together. All 50 states are represented, and you can sample the best from each one.
And those 250th anniversary events as well. I started by saying my head's down a little bit too much sometimes, or I live in the moment. But I look up and they're going on in Helena, they're going on in Shelby, they're going on in Plentywood. That is also encouragement for folks going forward. Talk about what Montana's doing there.
Well, every community has decided what they want to do for themselves.
Yeah.
I would encourage people. I mentioned this Heritage Center in Helena. That's worth a trip. It really is. We're the residents up in Harlem and opening up a time capsule that was sealed on America's bicentennial celebration in 1976. That's offering a glimpse into life in Montana 50 years ago. So there's every community is deciding how they do it. But if you're doing a backyard barbecue with family and friends, that might be the best 4th of July celebration, because that's where all our freedoms come together.
Yeah. Yeah. And family is so important to us here in this country and around the world too. Okay. I'm going to do some rapid fire things. I got like 4.5 minutes here. Thank you for your time today. I know we'll be moving on. So who is your favorite president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why?
No question. His leadership, if you read Team Arrivals, I'm reading Carl Sandburg's Lincoln right now. That man was the man of the hour. He navigated. I don't think we would be the United States of America today if it wasn't for Abraham Lincoln's leadership during that contentious time of the Civil War.
I love that. And look at his history as well, from where he came from and how he put himself through school and became educated and then failed, right, in several local elections, but kept going.
And he was a humble, humble man. He always had a yarn to tell about some farmer or some young lady that illustrated his point perfectly without offending.
Yeah. Your favorite founding father?
Alexander Hamilton, I think. I've read a couple of his bios here in the biographies in the last couple of years. Not born in America, moved here, but had tremendous impact. Unfortunately, shot by Aaron Burr in a duel in Weehawken, New Jersey. So he was snuffed out too early in his life, but he was a real patriot.
Oh, like that one as well. Your favorite place to hunt?
Oh, get lost. You ask me that every time, and I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. What's your second favorite place to hunt then? All right. Moving along. What about a Montana historical figure that has inspired you?
Thomas Cruz. I don't know if you know Thomas Cruz.
I don't. But,
Thomas Cruz, he came here as an immigrant. He was illiterate. But he discovered gold just north of Helena, and he made a lot of money. But the thing about Thomas Cruz that I love so much is he understood where his wealth came from, and he was a good steward. He ultimately wrote the check that built the Montana Capitol building.
Oh, yeah.
It was between $300,000 and $350,000. But he paid for the state capitol that we enjoy today. And then, because that was not enough, he wrote another check that built the cathedral in Helena.
Gosh, so yeah. I'm going to learn about
him. The lesson about Thomas Cruz is, and he's got a mausoleum in the Roman Catholic cemetery by the Target in Helena. And it's worth going and visiting. I mean, it's not a tourism location, but it's quite an impressive building. And in the cemetery around the edges, like this patch, they're all like a circle around this patch are all the former bishops of the church. And then in the next section over are like Ken Toole, the first governor of the state, and other legislators. And then all the priests are buried in another area and all the nuns in another area. And you walk around, it's like a who's who of Montana history. But Thomas Cruz is in the middle.
Oh, thank you for that as well. I got just like about another minute. I'm going to go back again to your message to Montanans for people maybe who are just joining us here or joining late on this semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, my message is really simple. Hey, get out there and enjoy. And the big message here for me is we have so much to be thankful for. These Europeans pointed it out to us. We're so close to it, we don't always see it. We have more prosperity and more opportunity in this country. And there's more right in this country than there is wrong. I would encourage all Montanans, this 4th of July, let's celebrate the freedoms we enjoy, and let's count our blessings and be thankful.
Are you taking in some fireworks somewhere?
We might.
Well,
I got my new grandbaby here.
Oh,
so I got plenty to celebrate too. My daughter, son-in-law are here with our latest grandbaby is 4 weeks old.
Congratulations. So, yeah.
There's a lot of little hanging around. There's a lot of hanging around and just enjoying each other's company.
Well, that's again, that's the American way too. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Greg, thank you so much for your time here. Happy 4th of July to you as well, sir.
Yeah. Good to be with you, Tom.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.